Well, on Monday, iron ore miner Andrew Forrest had good reason to celebrate. Shares in his Fortescue Metals Group soared 24% as the iron ore price continued to rally. Then, yesterday, Fortescue announced a pretty surprising new joint venture deal with its Brazilian rival, Vale. Fortescue shares fell back 9% on the news, despite that surprise announcement. Weak Chinese trade data also took some of the heat out of the resources rally. The corporate regulator will not confirm if it's investigating any suspicious activity, but it says it is, quote, closely reviewing all trading ahead of material announcements. Nev Power is Fortescue's chief executive. He joins us from San Francisco. Nev Power, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Good to be there.
Before we get to any sort of concerns about some wild trading in FMG shares on Monday, can I ask you about this deal with Vale, the Brazilian mining company? Why has Fortescue decided to team up with probably what is now your big rival in the iron ore market?
Well, Fran, this memorandum of understanding that we've agreed allows us to build a platform of cooperation going forward and explore how we can develop value by blending our ores together to create value for our customers, to simplify their supply chain and to provide a service to them, and at the same time capture more value from those products for ourselves. This blending is what our customers do in China all the time, and instead of them having to buy the iron ores separately and blend it themselves, we're providing a service to them by blending it together.
So just explain that for everyone listening. You're blending Fortescue's lower grade coarser ore with the higher grade ore from Vale, is that right? Because the Chinese have mixed it together and figured out it makes a better product.
That's exactly right. The two ores used on their own is not ideal for the steelmaking process, but blending ores together, which all the steel mills do in some way or another, creates a better blend, which provides the best value for the steelmaking process.
Nevertheless, why did Vale go for it, though? I mean, it's so much bigger than Fortescue. Why did it even sort of give you the time of day, in a sense?
Because our ores bring something to the table that their ores don't have, and that is the ability to sinter very well, and we're also very low in purity. So blending the two ores together, if you like, 1 + 1 = more than 2, and it's that value creation plus the simplification of the supply chain for our customers that's attractive to them.
We've spoken to Andrew Forrest, your chairman, many times during the iron ore rout. He suggested if he was to do a deal with anyone, it would be the Chinese. How do you think the Chinese buyers, your Chinese buyers and competition regulators will view this prospective tie-up with a dominant player in this sector?
Well, this is a transaction which will help our customers significantly and, in fact, improves the competitiveness of our customers in China. So they'll see this as a positive move. Clearly, the Chinese regulator, as other regulators, will need to go through it and understand the details of it as it comes together. But we're not expecting to see any issues with that because what we're doing is in no way lessening competition. In effect, as I said, it's improving the value to our customers. We're not talking about any changes of volume. Both companies will still produce the same volumes of iron ore. It's just that we're going to be doing the blending further upstream than what currently occurs in our customers' plants.
Well, speaking of the regulators, one day before this deal was announced, Fortescue shares jumped a massive 24%. Did information leak out this deal was pending? Is that what happened?
No, I don't believe so, Fran.
How else do you explain that?
Well, it's very easy to explain. The iron ore price went up dramatically. We saw the biggest up move in the iron ore price of all time at $10 a tonne on the overnight market. And Fortescue's share price actually didn't go up anywhere near as much as many others in the industry. Other iron ore companies went up double the level that we went up in that same time.
BHP only went up 4%, didn't it? Who went up higher than you?
Atlas, BC Iron, Arium all went up significantly more than Fortescue. And BHP didn't go up as far because they are very diversified and a lot of their business is, in fact, in oil and gas, copper, coking coal, which didn't move. It was iron ore that went up. Our shares have been very heavily shorted, with over 250 million shares shorted the previous week. And therefore, we saw short covering on top of a significant increase in the iron ore price.
Several traders have, market traders have told the ABC that they think it's too much of a coincidence that one day before this significant deal for Fortescue was announced, your share price jumps 24%. Has the corporate regulator ASIC sought an explanation from you?
No, we haven't heard from ASIC, but what I can say is that if you look at the share price after the announcement, it actually went down. So I think that completely takes this transaction away from any changes in the value of the share price. We saw our share price move, as I said, in line with the market, in line with the increase in iron ore price, and it traded down again because there was some profit taking that occurred afterwards. And as you said, there was some more negative news that came out of China.
Nevertheless,
our share price has tracked the iron ore price pretty closely over the last few years, Frank.
Did you consider, or if not, why not, instigating a trading halt to Fortescue shares when you saw your share price rocket on Monday? You must have realised it would look a little suspicious.
Well, we did consider that, but we thought then and saw that the share price move of Fortescue was exactly in line with the market moves on iron ore.
It's iron ore prices, iron ore miners have benefited from the rally in the iron ore price in recent weeks, that's for sure. There's been a very big rise lately. It surged $10 on Monday, as you said, hit $63 a tonne, a rise of 70% since the December lows. Nev Powell, from where you sit, what do you believe is driving this rally now, and can it be sustained?
We've seen a lot of very positive news come out of China, Fran, and the iron ore market has been very heavily shorted on the futures markets, and that's been occurring over the last couple of years. All of the talk of overproduction of iron ore has caused the market to go into very strong backwardation. What we've seen in the last few days is we've seen some positive news coming out of China about demand, and it's also increasingly obvious that the big producers are not going to oversupply the market. And that's caused the iron ore price to go up and then short covering to drive it up very, very quickly.
So when you say the good news out of China, just very briefly, we did get more evidence of slowing exports from China yesterday. That's partly what drove the share price down again, probably. Do you think we're still headed for a hard landing in China or not?
No, I don't believe so. I think the commentary that's come out of the National People's Congress suggests that the Chinese government are increasing their focus on economic growth as opposed to the reform agenda. And I think that more balanced approach will mean there will be more stimulus in the Chinese economy, and we'll see steel demand stay at around where it is, around 800 million tonnes or perhaps a bit more.
Nev Powell, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much, Fran.
Nev Powell is the Chief Executive of FMG, the Fortescue Metals Group, joining us from San Francisco.